News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Dublin Airport's busiest ever August saw it welcoming close to 3.8 million passengers, which was 4% higher than the same month last year, while Cork Airport experienced its busiest summer on record with 1.1 million passengers. And joining us now to discuss this is Kenny Jacobs, CEO of the DAA. Good morning to you, Kenny. These are significant increases. Is the airport able to cope?
It is, and good morning on a miserable day from Dublin. It's been a very good summer so far. It's not over yet, but both airports have had a record-breaking summer. Dublin has had over 11 million passengers for the three key months of the summer, and in August it was over 110,000 every single day, and Cork also had a record summer. So both airports can cope. It's getting tight in Dublin. The airport has never been better for passengers, and that's borne out by the scores from passengers. We now need to make the airport bigger, which is our plan. Cork Airport will also be making bigger. We're actually getting on with that work starting next week.
Okay. I suppose the elephant in the room is the passenger cap. You are getting bigger by the sounds of things. Are you in breach of it?
The passenger cap is 32 million. There is a High Court decision that has put a stay on the passenger cap because we don't control the slot. So we don't think we're in breach of it. We've done everything we can to comply with that condition, and we're happy that that condition will change once we get planning applications approved. And we are working with Fingal County Council, and I hope that planning will now go fast. So hopefully we get that before the end of the year from Fingal, then on to uncommissioning Planola. We really want to get building at Dublin Airport. That's building new piers, new stands, because that gives us the extra capacity as well as new terminal capacity that will allow us to take more passengers.
Okay. So you do expect it to be overturned, the passenger cap, but you didn't answer whether or not you're in breach of it currently.
No, we don't think we're in breach of it because we cannot comply with it because we don't control the slot process. We've done everything we can to comply with it, but in the end, it's another regulator, the Irish Aviation Authority, who control the slot process, and that determines the passenger number.
Okay. One of the things that we often get asked about on our text line, and indeed when we have certain guests on the show, is when we talk about, I suppose, the throughput in Dublin Airport, is why aren't some of those passengers encouraged, coerced, diverted, forced, whatever, to actually use smaller regional airports and redistribute, I suppose, the numbers from Dublin and bring more tourism and activity to the regions?
I think they are encouraged. I mean, there's great choice from the regional airports, and I would fully support the regional airports growing as well as part of the overall approach for aviation in Ireland. Ultimately, you know, it's up to the airlines to decide what routes they're going to fly, and they're the ones looking at where passengers want to connect to and from. Dublin Airport is a hub airport. The other regional airports are more point-to-point airports. So it is passenger choice. Fully support people choosing regional airports. You know, I myself chose to fly from Cork Airport this summer because it suited on the particular destination we were going to. So I think that already happens, but comparing Dublin to the regional airports isn't really an apples-with-apples comparison.
Okay. Michael O'Leary always says that the reason Dublin is busy is because that's what the passengers want.
And he's right. Look, the airlines are the ones who know what passengers want. They're the ones who see the demand, and they put the routes on. Dublin is the national airport, and it's big. You know, it's a very big pan-European hub for connecting to transatlantic. So I think it's important that we allow Dublin grow, back Dublin, but also back all the regional airports.
Okay. What are your projections for autumn and winter? If we've had such a busy summer, does that mean a quiet winter, or is this just the direction of travel, if you forgive the pun?
It's just the direction of travel. You know, there's strong demand out there for people to connect, and miserable wet days like we're having today in Dublin will definitely make people jump on websites and look at flights. So we would expect that it'll be a strong autumn and winter with people looking at flights. Wallets have tightened a bit, and I think you can see that in the bumper sales that the airlines are running to stimulate demand. But I think the demand to travel will always be strong to and from Ireland.
All right. Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning. That is Kenny Jacobs there, CEO of the DAA.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.